Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 10, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 8, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, Chapter 17, entitled The Bodily Transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Likyate Srila Gaurendor Ati Adbhutam Alaukikam Yair Drishtang Tan Mukhachtuva Divyon Mada Vicheshtitam. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami now says, I am simply trying to write about Lord Gaurachandra's transcendental activities and spiritual madness, which are very wonderful and uncommon. I dare to write of them only because I have heard from the mouths of those who have personally seen Lord Chaitanya's activities. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Absorbed in ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted and talked like a madman day and night. In the company of Swarup Damodara Goswami and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once passed half the night talking about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. As they talked of Krishna, Swarup Damodara Goswami would sing songs exactly suitable for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental emotions. To complement the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy would quote verses from the books of Vidyapati and Chandidas, and especially from Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami. At intervals, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also recite a verse, and then, in great lamentation, Lord Chaitanya would explain it. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed half the night experiencing varieties of emotions. Finally, after making Lord Chaitanya lie down on his bed, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy returned to their own homes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Govinda, lay down at the door of Lord Chaitanya's room, and Lord Chaitanya very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all night. Suddenly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the vibration of Krishna's flute. Then, in ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya began to depart in order to see Lord Krishna. All three doors were fastened as usual, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, nevertheless got out of the room and left the house. Lord Chaitanya went to a cowshed on the southern side of the Singhadwar. There, Lord Chaitanya fell down unconscious among the cows from the district of Tailunga. Meanwhile, not hearing any sounds from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's room, Govinda immediately sent for Swarup Damodara and opened the doors. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami lit a torch and went out with all the devotees to search for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After searching here and there, they finally came to the cowshed near the Singhadwar. There they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laying unconscious among the cows. Lord Chaitanya's arms and legs had entered the trunk of his body exactly like those of a tortoise. Lord Chaitanya's mouth was foaming. There were eruptions on Lord Chaitanya's body, and tears flowed from Lord Chaitanya's eyes. As Lord Chaitanya lay there unconscious, Lord Chaitanya's body resembled a large pumpkin. Externally, Lord Chaitanya was completely inert, but within, Lord Chaitanya felt overwhelming transcendental bliss. All the cows around Lord Chaitanya were sniffing Lord Chaitanya's transcendental body. When the devotees tried to check the cows refused to give up their association with the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees tried to rouse Lord Chaitanya by various means, but Lord Chaitanya's consciousness still did not return. Therefore, the devotees all lifted Lord Chaitanya and brought Lord Chaitanya back home. All the devotees then began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra very loudly in Lord Chaitanya's ears. And after a considerable amount of time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regained consciousness. When Lord Chaitanya regained consciousness, Lord Chaitanya's arms and legs then came out of his body, and Lord Chaitanya's whole body returned to normal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then stood up and sat down again. Looking here and there, Lord Chaitanya inquired from Swarup Damodara, "Oh, where have you brought me? After hearing the vibration of a flute, I went to Vrindavan, and there I saw that Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, was playing on his flute in the pasturing grounds. Krishna brought Srimati Radharani to a bower by signaling with his flute. Then Krishna entered within that bower in order to perform pastimes with Sri Radha. I entered that bower just behind Krishna, my ears captivated by the sound of Krishna's ornaments. I saw Krishna and the gopis enjoying all kinds of pastimes while laughing and joking together. Hearing their vocal expressions enhanced the joy of my ears. But just then, all of you made a tumultuous sound, bringing me back here by force. Because you brought me back here, I could no longer hear the nectarian voices of Krishna and the gopis, nor could I hear the sounds of their ornaments or the sound of the flute." In great ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Swarup Damodara in a faltering voice, "My ears are dying of thirst. Please recite something to quench this thirst. Oh, let me hear it." Understanding the ecstatic emotions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodara, in a sweet voice, recited the following verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Ka sri angate kalapadam rita venu gita sammohitarya charitana chaletri lokyam trilokya saubhagam idancha niriksya rupang yad godvija drumam mriga pulakani abhibran. The gopis said, "My dear Lord Krishna, where is that woman within the three worlds who would not be captivated by the rhythms of the sweet songs coming from your wonderful flute? Who would not fall down from the path of chastity in this way? Your beauty is the most sublime within the three worlds, for upon seeing your beauty, why, even cows, birds, animals, and trees in the forest are stunned in jubilation." Upon hearing this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, overwhelmed with the ecstasy of the gopis, began explaining it. The gopis entered the arena of the rasa dance in ecstasy. But after hearing Krishna's words of negligence and detachment, the gopis could understand that Krishna was going to renounce them. Thus, the gopis began chastising Krishna in anger. O dear lover, please answer just one question. Who among all the youthful women within this universe is not attracted by the sound of your flute? When you play your flute, the vibration acts like a messenger in the form of a yogini perfect in the art of chanting mantras. This messenger enchants all the women in the universe and attracts them to you. Then, this yogini increases their great anxiety, inducing them to give up the regulative principle of obeying superiors. Finally, this yogini forcibly brings them to you to surrender in amorous love. The vibration of your flute, accompanied by your glance, which pierces us forcibly with the arrows of lust, induces us to ignore the regulative principles of religious life. Thus, we become excited by lusty desires and come to you, giving up all shame and fear. But now you are angry with us. You are finding fault with our violating religious principles and leaving our homes and husbands. And as you instruct us about religious principles, we become helpless. But we know that this is all a well-planned trick. You know how to make jokes which cause the complete annihilation of women. But we can understand that your real mind, words, and behavior are quite different. Therefore, please give up all these clever tricks of yours. The nectarian buttermilk of your flute's vibration, the nectar of your sweet words, and the nectarian sound of your ornaments all mix together simply to attract our ears, minds, and very lives. And so, in this way, you are killing us. Recorded July 10, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Dehe Stita Radha, Radha Gehe Stito Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Gehe Stita Radha, Radha Gehe Stito Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Gehe Stita Radha, Radha Gehe Stito Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara, Srivasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama Harinama Harinam Eva Kivalam Kalau Natskiva 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 Gatir Anyapa. Sri Radha is situated in the body of Sri Krishna, and Lord Hari is situated in the body of Sri Radha. So, in life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.